Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, open mic. Talk about whatever you want. Around the world, everybody's going to hear you. You don't have to identify yourself or, you know, say who you are, all that. You can remain anonymous if you want. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled, and this is the program where you can call in and sound off. All right. A lot of stuff going on. Mr. Powell testified before the banking committee today. You know, put all you money people into that stuff. And, and said that the economy is not going to be improving that much. It was going to take a long time. Well, you know, common sense tells you that. I mean, with people losing their business and not being able to pay their business rent, their home rent. You know, that's really terrible when you got to choose between your business and your home, and then you lose your livelihood. It's crazy. Well, that's what the government helped to push us into. You know, I keep thinking, why did they allow this virus to get into this country? I mean, I thought they were supposed to protect us from these things, but it shows you they really can't protect us. Bottom line, people got to protect themselves. That's why the immune system is so important. You know, we all know that in this world, people are going to pass on, but to promote it is wrong. You know, in fact, that's our show tomorrow night on the nursing home. Nursing homes promote death. And we're going to offer a lot of proof of that tomorrow night. Anyone who has a loved one in a nursing home or who is afraid of going into a nursing home, call us. We'll do our best to help you. I wish we could say that you could count on all the other agencies to help you. See, we can help you by trying to force them to keep you out of the nursing home. But the other agencies have the money to help you, and we don't. So there's the difference. I wish they would combine with us and, you know, help us raise the money. They could make money on it. Anyone out there would like to be part of tomorrow night's show? You have a loved one in a nursing home, or you're in a nursing home, or you know someone, a friend. Heard a story about someone in Texas, and in fact, my daughter's boyfriend has a friend who wound up in the hospital, disabled guy in a wheelchair. And my daughter told me he's getting better, you know, so we hope that he just goes back to his home. Because you can't trust these people. They'll try to push you into a nursing facility, you know. And if they claim that you need rehab, tell them you'll get it at home. You're better off. Because once they get you over there, they're going to try to persuade you to stay in that nursing home, especially if you have any kind of assets. You know, that's what they look for. All right, Inner Sight, hopefully we'll have our engineer on board, my dear friend Rosie. As you may have heard on hospice, if you listen to the show, you know that. Prayers for her and miracle What we need is a miracle with Rosie. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, adopting Akita, great, great dog, and my dog had to take me around a lot of snow piles today. And she was great, and I had to hold on to her, climbing over these snow piles, you know, because the town and the state and the municipalities don't do their job in clearing the sidewalks. Oh, they clear the streets all right. But the hell would people have to walk on the sidewalks? And the rain did some of it, but there's still some. All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. Little Tommy, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ali Campbell, to mention a few who have passed on. And we remind the world every night, bless the children, take care of them. Karen Carpenter wrote a song about that. Beautiful. Bless the beast and the children. Beautiful song. If you ever get a chance to check it out. Inner Sight of my dear friend, Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. He's a good guy. He believes in what we're doing, and he's helped us more than once. All right. And some of our friends, GoodMojoPrinces.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TruroLawCenter.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern with a .com. I believe they're all .com. Or it might be org. You have to check it out. All right, Inner Sight, and you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal? Well, we got a good number for you to try. We say try because Gary survives on donations, and you never know how that goes sometimes. Nobody Starves on Long Island is the name of his program. My buddy Gary, 631 484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. If you're disabled, whether you have a service dog or a pet dog or any other kind of animal, give Gary a call. Now, if you explain to him you're disabled, you know, it's hard for you to get around, you don't drive, he's been known to deliver the food to people. And we greatly appreciate that. So, 631-484-3085, Gary. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Hello to the Long Island Connection and Terry and Bobby and Rocco. So, check them out. Great kid, that Rocco. Wants to be a basketball player. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And over 100,000 listeners, we appreciate that. We'll try to get a updated number sometime during the program. Don't forget to sign our petition. Two petitions, change.org, the nursing home petition. We need a whole bunch of names on that. And the service dog petition to license the guide dog schools. So that's it up at change.org. Read them. Give us your opinion. And we hope you sign them. Let's see. What else we got? Inner Sight. If you need a good lawyer, civil rights, that's James Bahamundi, 516-783. 9662 Baja Monday. Forget about the last name. Just call him Jim. I don't think he'll mind. So if you are in need of that kind of help, give Jim a call. 516-783-9662. And this is Inner Sight Open Mic around the world. We can be heard. I'll give you the call-in number. We don't have the engineer on board just as yet. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and voice your concern, your opinion. I got to tell you, everybody was talking about Mr. Trump and the whole thing with the election and all that, and they're still dragging it out, you know. Well, Mr. Biden has talked a lot, but as far as I can see, he hasn't done anything to help the average person. You know, they keep talking about this stimulus. Where is it? I'm beginning to think that he's all talk. I mean, he did, it's funny, my daughter lives in Texas, so I have some inside information. I called her yesterday, and I said, what did President Joe do for you? She said, nothing. She didn't hear of anything that he did. Now, I mean, that's pretty strange, you know. He sent relief to Texas, disaster stuff, and my daughter lives right there in the middle of it, and she didn't hear a word about it. So I don't know. I don't want to accuse the man, but so far, he really hasn't done anything, especially for those of us who are disabled. I mean, the same things keep happening, you know, and the situation gets worse. One of the biggest things we need is enforcement of the law for accessibility, because disabled people who are in a wheelchair and need accessibility really don't have a place to live. And the reason for that is because there's no enforcement. Every place should be accessible, or it should be able to be made accessible within a matter of days. You know, the agencies should be raising money for that. There should be a fund for that at every agency, and the government should put up the other half. That would solve the problem. You know? But you got to pass an ordinance, a law, a mandate. You know, I mean, if people don't want to make the place accessible, then they'd be in big trouble. You know, there are certain things that must be for safety. One of them, for instance, is traffic lights. People who drive. Or driving, have a license. They go to, they take a course and all that, learn how to drive. They must be able to read the traffic light. The traffic lights must be functional, right? That's a must, all right? Because it's for safety. Well, why isn't it a must that everything must be and should be accessible? Every dwelling, you know? Doesn't mean you got to tear down walls and all that. In many places, all it is to have a ramp on premise. Have a situation where you can call an agency and say, so-and-so is coming over here. They're in a wheelchair, you know. Make provisions. Make sure the person can get in. Well, if one person can get in, why shouldn't all? See, that's the thing, the blow that has come against us. They didn't make it right in the first place. because they don't consider us. They don't think about us. You know, they want us to stay out of the way. So I haven't heard Mr. Biden say one word about this. Of course, I don't listen to him that much. So anybody out there who has heard something about this, we'd appreciate it if you'd make it known to InnerSight. You know, send us an email, InnerSight@pmpmail.com, or you can call us here when we get the engineer on board at 213-816-1650, or you can put it on the Facebook and let us know. But I haven't heard one thing about how Mr. Biden is going to enforce what existing law or rules we have. And you're talking to a guy who's been violated in connection, or you're listening to a guy who's been violated in connection with the ADA. So I know personally, 3 years with a case where they wouldn't let me on the excessive ride with my guide dog. Where's the ADA? Where's the enforcement? All right, InnerSight, open mic. Let's see. Tomorrow night's show, nursing homes promote death. Yeah, that's the InnerSight opinion. Nursing homes have their opinion. Doctors have their opinion. We have ours. Nursing homes promote death tomorrow night. And Thursday night, another show. And I got to tell you, my dear friend Rosie has inspired all these programs now. The way they treated her. And we'll go into more details, I'm sure. But Thursday night show, nursing homes should do a lot more to protect people, protect the residents. They don't do a damn thing to protect the residents. We've seen that recently, especially with the governor here in New York. So that's tomorrow night and Thursday. Friday night's the funnies. Yeah, we'll have some fun over here Friday night. Louis usually drops around, you know, with his Rosanna Dana stuff. You got to get him a new character. It's kind of worn out, isn't it? All right, Jimmy Dinigan will be here with some nonsense shenanigans. Isn't that an interesting word? Stop those shenanigans. I think that's an Indian word. Shenanigan. That's a cool word, isn't it? I like that word. Miss Ma used to use that a lot in the class with Jimmy. All right, so we'll have that Friday night on the funnies. And, this is open mic. Let's see. Television, tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, 1997. We got to try to get some new shows in the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, tomorrow night. On at 11 o'clock, and it goes on to the internet channel 3 on the Spirit channel. 1, 2, 3. All right, Thursday, 7:30 on Altice. That's the Long Island station. That's what they call it now, Altice. Thursday night, 7:30, channel 20. Thursday night, channel 20, all over Long Island. Well, there's the television schedule, and this is open mic. Let's see, the baseball season is supposed to start soon. They usually start in April, so it's not too far away. Hey, next month is spring, you believe it? All right, I think a lot of people are ready for it. We had enough snow this year to last us for 3 years. Well, let's see. I think 19 inches is normal for snow up until current date, 19 inches, a little more than 19 inches. So we've had what? I don't know, I forget, 36, double the amount at least. All right. Inner Sight, open mic. And if you want to take note of the number, 3816-1650. Get our engineer in here and we'll be able to get phone calls. So, I don't know. I listened to the CNBC report, and they report a lot of business news. But if you dial the weather phone, you know, and then you listen to that and you push 7, you'll get CNBC. But they only give you the headlines. They don't give you the whole story. You know, I guess they want you to go to the website, and but they don't know. I don't go to websites. You know, so I listen to the headlines and different things. A lot of business stuff on there. You know, these big companies investing, and this one fell apart, or this one lost money, or this one gained money. You know, you hear it every day. You hear all these different figures and things. Now, I heard today that the Tesla, the big electric car company, lost a lot of money today. You know, so you never know. So people who invest, to be very careful. Never, I'm not an expert, but I'll tell you one thing. Never invest all your money. Always make sure that you have money for yourself. That's my philosophy in life. All right? I never spend all my money. I make sure that I got something in my pocket, you know, to get me through. All right? Inner Sight told you that, yeah. And, you know, you don't hear too much about the virus anymore. I mean, here and there, you know. Well, yesterday they said 500,000 people have passed away. Well, they'd like you to believe that all of those passed away from the virus, but I don't believe that. I don't know how many were affected by the virus, but I believe that many of those people died from other types of conditions. They had other pre-existing conditions. And then maybe they got a virus and the body couldn't handle it. See? Now, a lot of people believe that if you go to doctors and you take medication for years and years and years, that can weaken your body. Not true of everyone, but it's true of a lot of people. That can weaken your immune system and put you into a state where that if you get a virus that the body can normally fight off, you know, because of all those drugs you're taking, you can't handle it. So how many people fall under that category?
Yeah.
They've been taking these drugs for years and years and years. Here comes the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And now the body is so down. The immune system is so compromised that it can't handle the virus. So the virus spreads, it grows, goes into the lungs and interferes with the breathing. And then and they say you died from the virus. But did you really? Or did you really die from the fact that your immune system couldn't handle the germ?
That's true, too.
You see? They did not, to my knowledge, autopsy all these 500,000 people. You know, did they autopsy all these people and get a biopsy of the lung and hear Here's the liquid in the lung. Here's the virus.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they didn't do that.
No.
That would be the conclusive proof that the person had the virus, but now you got to determine that the person died from the virus. You know, when you ever watch all these, well, the biggest one was Perry Mason. You know, he always, the lawyer, he always defended these killers, you know, who were wrongly accused. And the guy would, the medical examiner would get up on the stand, and then the first thing the DA would ask him, what was the cause of death? And he would have precise information.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, that's the proof. You know, as humanly possible as you can get it.
Right.
So they say. All right, Inner Sight, welcome. Open mic.
Hi.
What?
Guess what? I mean, you need proof like that. You need people to stick by you like that, but that doesn't always happen.
Nope.
I mean,
no,
that's
not
what happens. You know, that's scary.
They say things, but can they prove it?
That's true. Very true.
Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Open mic. You want to do the Able News?
Able News, yeah. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right, so we remind you, please sign the petition, especially the nursing home one, change.org. I spoke today with one of the local papers here. I'm not going to mention the name because let's see if they do something. And ironically enough, the receptionist, the woman I spoke with, nice lady, said that her mother died in a nursing home, and she knew all the facts. She says, I'm gonna email the editor immediately. I mean, I spoke to the right person. Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to email the editor, who I happen to know. I know the editor. She did the story on the licensing of the guide dog schools for us.
Oh, yeah.
Very,
okay.
Very nice.
Very nice woman. Yeah.
So,
I remember.
And
that.
By the way, she had to. Her name is Nicole. Nicole was determined to get that story published. They had to hold it.
I remember that.
The agencies for the blind wouldn't call them back.
I remember that.
You know? And she pushed it through. That woman's got guts. I'll tell you something.
Yes, she does.
You know, to push that story through. And let the people know that these schools should be licensed. So I'm trying to get them to do the story on the nursing home because you know we have to try to change this system and help people, and it doesn't look like the politicians are going to do anything about it.
Yeah, no.
I hate to say, but
sadly, yeah.
It's true.
Very sadly. And my mom's not going to be around, even if they do, my mom's not going to be around to even benefit from it. It's sad. Very sad.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, even God willing, if we get a miracle and Rosie pulls out of this and survives, she's going to remain in a nursing home.
That's right, no matter what.
Because we don't have the money to get her out.
That's right.
No, and you can't count on the agencies. And by the time, even if they put her on one of these programs, the time that stuff kicks in, forget it.
Yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible system. You know.
It's
and
not sad that, I'm sorry.
You know, it's so horrible? Because people should remain in their own homes.
Correct.
And get the help. That's where they're most protected.
And most comfortable.
In their own home. And that's the main problem of all this. Now, what were we going to say?
I was going to say this, is that people, you know, they want to be comfortable. They want to have the services. And I know for myself, I mean, I'm in threat of being taken and put in a nursing home all the time. But do you think I submit to it? No. I'm doing...
All right. Sounds like she got cut off. So, call back. Yeah. You know, people get taken out of their homes, put into a place where they're controlled, where they lose all their money and assets and everything else. That's not a way to live your life. Somebody said to me today, or yesterday, a person can't get a job when they're in a nursing home. You know, it's so true.
I was rudely interrupted by a blog.
A blog?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what it was. Probably not blog, but I'm just saying that. Anyway, what I was trying to say is that I know I'm in threat. I am, all the time. But what we've got to do is you've got to, whatever is it's worth, is you've got to put your money where your mouth is in terms of saying to the agencies that are supposed to be helping the disabled and say, listen, here's what I, you know, like, I'll give you some agencies who have some programs that are supposed to be out for people who stay out of nursing homes. You got to be on all of them. You got to be in all those programs just to prevent you from going in a nursing home. That's sad.
Yeah, but not everybody is eligible for those.
Exactly. Exactly. There is, now, I'm not eligible for the nursing home waiver and diversion program because you have to be 65 and older. You believe that?
Yeah, see what I mean?
It's crazy.
People are not eligible for that.
Yep.
So what good are these programs?
The traumatic brain injury program because I had a stroke. But otherwise, I'm not eligible. It's stupid.
The eligibility should be one. You're disabled.
Right. That's right. Period. Done.
And that's it.
Story. That's right.
That should be the criteria. You're disabled.
That's it.
You want to stay out of a nursing home for obvious reasons. You know? There's the criteria.
All you have to be is nursing home eligible. That's it. You have to be in threat of being in a nursing home at any given point. That's all. You know? But that's not the case. You know,
then even if you are eligible, right? If the state won't pay for all the care you need, you're going to get put in the damn place anyway.
I know.
Doesn't make sense. It's a contradiction.
It is.
All because people are driven from their own homes. That's
which
the thing.
Totally.
Now,
it's
the agencies could come along and say, hey, no, we want you to stay in your own home.
That's what they could but do they?
We're going to help you.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
Nope.
You know? Tell the we'll pay for the extra hours, or you know we'll raise part of the money and you know so forth. We need a mandate. They need to be ordered to do it because they're not doing it. You know. So that's the way that goes, and it's
yeah.
just once you have a program that enables a system to drive someone from their own home, you got trouble.
That's true.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
With all the damn money that's there to help the disabled, shouldn't be. No one should be driven from their own home. When I was moving a couple of years ago, and a friend of mine who works for the county out here said, "Oh, we're going to pay for your moving and your month's rent and all that, because we don't want you to lose your Section 8." See? Well, it should be, or we don't want you to lose your home.
That's right.
See how they do a half-assed job?
Yeah.
They'll pay for it because they don't want you to lose your Section 8. Why the hell don't they pay for it when they don't want you to lose your home? These programs are half-assed.
Yes,
they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there for the people that are supposed to service them. They're there for the people who work for them.
Did you know that? Mm-hmm.
That's who profits from all these programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? People are driven from their own home. Who profits? The nursing homes.
That's right.
They're the ones that get the damn money. The doctors.
I'm surprised they don't split up, and this probably happens in the background, if it's an actual home and they're not living in an apartment. I won't be surprised if they split up the cost of the home. I won't doubt it.
Who the hell knows what they do? You don't know what they do. There's so much, where you have one great evil, you have many.
There's more. That's true.
And that great evil is taking somebody's money from them, what little we get from a disability. That is evil. Anything can happen behind that.
I know.
You know, we know that.
Yeah.
They're not going to admit it. They don't.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, someone will discover it. But you ever notice? Then in a couple of days, a week later, you don't hear about it no more. They don't do nothing to change it or to protect people from it, do they?
No, they don't.
So there it is. You know, be driven from your own home. That's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
You know, shouldn't be. All right, Inner Sight, let's take a phone call. 213-816-1650. Open mic.
Yeah, hold on.
Call in. You'll be live around the world. Oh, I want to get a total.
I was trying to get that before you would ask it. I was going to the page. Hold on.
Total on the listens.
First, let me just let through our nursing home advocate. Well, actually, our advocate for I don't know what. Advocate, no, I should say. Here's Maureen. Okay.
All right, Inside Live. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You like that one, I think.
Yeah,
sorry.
I missed it. I was coming into the office. What was the last thing you said? I missed it.
I said originally the nursing home advocate. Then I corrected myself. The advocate, I don't know what advocate.
Oh, no, the nursing facility advocate. Remember, we're not calling it home.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The nursing facility advocate.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a bathroom facility. Ooh, maybe that's what it is.
Maybe so. Might not be far off. Well,
exactly.
Leave the word home out, because home is where your heart is. Home is home sweet home.
Better.
So I think to use the word home would be not a good choice of words, right?
No, it wouldn't. Nope.
There's no heart over there. There's only heart attacks.
Everybody's not home either.
You mentioned Perry Mason before.
For God's sake.
I can't hear you, Susan.
I said my mother's freaking dying over there, and There's no home and heart there.
Yep. Yeah. You mentioned Perry Mason before, Frank. That was my mom's favorite show when I was a little kid. She used to watch it.
Oh,
that's
cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Channel 9, I think it was on. Channel 9.
Yeah, I remember that.
You do? Did you say or don't?
I do.
You
my
don't
grandmother.
Remember?
I went to a convention
time.
Oh. I don't know, 5-10 years ago, I went to a convention, and Raymond Burr was speaker because he was with that Ironside with the wheelchair, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was.
We watched that, too. We used to watch that.
There's so many good movies and TV shows.
Wait a minute. Stop talking when she talks. Maureen, what were you saying?
No, I just said, yeah, we used to watch that, too. I said, she's very tired again today. We've talked a few times, but she goes, what is there to do? You know, and there isn't anything. She can't, you know, even if I got her the talking book things, it's too hard for her to, you know, operate with her hand and everything, you know. Sometimes she has a little trouble hanging up the phone. She picks it up good, but sometimes, you know, she has a little trouble hanging it up. It's just heartbreaking. And if I find out, because, like, there's this very good guy who's on the radio at night on WOR, and he's questioning all this. He's played the tape of March 8th of last year, CBS, where Fauci said, oh, don't wear the mask. There's no reason to wear masks. It's not going to be coming here. It's not going to be anything bad. And it could be worse if you wear the mask because then you might touch your face and blah, 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 blah. Now that the numbers are dropping and things are going better, now we should wear 2 masks. And now it'll go into next year. He's saying, and it's true, they make up these things as they go along to fit agendas, you know? You know, even this lady was on, a Democrat, who was in Bill Clinton's cabinet. She was saying, we got over all these other pandemics of 1917, we got SARS, we got rid of... She named all of the things that we've had, and she said, we've never had to go through anything like this, where we've been masked up, we have to stay away from our loved ones. I mean, this, like she said, I think it was her who said it too. This is totalitarian. I can't say it now.
Totalitarian.
Yeah. You know the word I mean.
I know what you meant.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
really, and if...
I'm sorry, Maureen, I got a question for you. What's wrong with Mary's hand?
You know, she's had it contracted since she had the sepsis infection back in the... What year was it? You know, about 10 years ago from that urologist. She's always had it contracted since then, you know? So she can't get a good grip on things, you know?
Is her hand swollen? Well, you wouldn't know. You haven't seen her in a while, but did they tell you her hand is swollen?
No, it's not swollen.
No, it just doesn't
move. You know, thin, and it's probably thinner now because I think she's lost like 10 pounds or so since I was seen her last, you know?
That's terrible.
So it's just... This whole thing has been a horror. And if it comes out that we didn't have to go through all this mask wearing, because you should see all the rules and regulations that creature up in Albany has set for visiting the nursing homes and all, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So we still... Yeah. I'm sorry, Susan?
Yeah, no, I said, yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, you know, I mean... He killed all these people first. Now he's going to make it so, like, you know, he's going to have all these rules so that, you know, nothing happens again, you know? And
oh, God,
it's just,
please.
This is criminal what's gone
it
on,
is.
Truly. They had
my mother would not have been this bad if he just allowed me to visit her, and she would have remained the same and had more cognizance.
Yeah.
That's my problem right now.
Yeah.
Certainly would have.
I mean, how dare they keep...
They
should have it that it's just broken down into sections. And if there's isolation in the one place, there's no reason why people can't go and visit in other parts. They could.
That's right.
Wear the PPEs. We could. They're bringing it in anyway. So, you know what I mean? It's
I have
not
a
like
picture
it's
of me gowned up.
You visited that. Sorry,
I have
Suzette?
A picture of me gowned up, all gowned up to see my mom.
Right.
Because she came back from the hospital, and they were scared that anybody who comes back from the hospital would be giving coronavirus to everybody, right? Why couldn't they do that the whole year? Really?
I know. There's no. They just wanted to keep people away from each other. They didn't care
who they hurt.
Lived, who died, who was lonely. I mean, my poor mom's there again today. I said, how you doing? Well, I have nothing to do here. I mean, and for $800 a day, she's sitting there or laying there in bed with nothing to do and heartbroken because she can't be with me and I can't be with her.
That's so true.
Nothing's wrong
That's
here.
True.
And all these illegals are going to be coming in. They're going to be handed everything because we care so much about them. Does Biden or anybody say, hey, what about nursing home people who haven't seen their loved one in over a year now soon?
Yeah.
Does Biden give a damn? No. You never hear him say anything about nursing. No, but we have to take care of the illegal immigrants who will come in. They won't be tested. They won't have to wear masks. They won't have to get the vaccine. But something's really wrong here, definitely. You know?
Yeah.
Well,
and
you know,
had another lead on something, and that's gone kapooey, too. I'm sorry.
I want to go back for a minute. What Suzanne just said. She said she got all gowned up and sterilized and everything, and went in and visited her mother. So why don't they just gown everybody up?
I don't know.
Well,
that's
exactly.
What the hell's the big
exactly.
deal?
Why can't they do that?
Yeah.
It shows
you
that they're lying.
That's right.
They're lying about a lot of this stuff.
Yes, they are.
They've lied about a lot of this. You know,
they're copying the governor.
Like the guy on the radio
lying.
Said before, Fauci just goes along. He just makes up things as he goes along. He says a lot but doesn't say anything. He talks a lot but doesn't say anything. People want to be with their loved ones. It has gone on too long now. How many days now? 18 days. I have not seen my mom except for 9 little visits. And you, Suzanne, I don't know how many times you've seen. But
I didn't,
this
at all.
Cannot go on much
until
more.
Until she is dying. That's the only time that they gave me a visit.
Yeah.
Until she's dying.
This can't go on anymore. It can't.
Yes, that's true. I said that
let
on
us,
the tape. Do I have to have my mom die for you to give me a visit? That's what I was saying.
Well, how many people died, didn't even get a visit, remember?
That's
that
was,
they didn't get funerals.
Yeah.
They didn't get to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's right.
They just got thrown in the ground with hundreds of other people and didn't even get to say goodbye, didn't even get a funeral, a proper funeral.
Nothing. Yeah.
You know?
That's
this is. It's just horrifying, horrifying, you know?
It is horrifying.
They have to make some way, whether we wear the PPEs, or maybe there's not enough money for that. You know, we have to spend on these illegal aliens. We have to give them lots of care and Medicaid.
And throughout the whole thing, throughout the whole thing, have you heard one agency stand up and advocate?
No.
Besides
us? Of course
not. I haven't heard one.
Nope. And I had another thing about an apartment, but the people who were supposed to send the emails and stuff goofed up, and the person who, one of those agencies, I called her about a week and a half ago. Oh, she was going to check in. It's the same old garbage again. Same old garbage. Now, I don't know if this just goes on in New York, but I am sick and tired that my mom and I can't live somewhere as Americans. We can't live anywhere together for the short time that we may have left on Earth. And we're denied a place to live because these freaking nursing facilities have to get all the money and ruin lives.
Yeah.
It's just horrifying. It's just, And what a pandemic had to be sent for. And I do believe it was all political. I really, truly do believe a lot of this was political. And if it comes out, that I hope I'm not alive to find out that's the truth, because it would just be, I mean, I know the truth. People aren't stupid. People have to wake up in this country and know what's going on, really, you know, before our country is gone totally from us, as it is being taken away more and more every day. Where's the stimulus? What happened to that? Are we getting that?
We're not getting that, please. I don't think so. That's how I feel.
No, of course not. Oh, and we had to have hearts out on the lawn for Valentine's Day, and we had to have all this other crap, and it's just too much. It's just, whoever voted for this guy, I don't know, really, you know, it's just horrifying, whoever would have voted for this man, that our border is wide open to anyone. But the Capitol and all is behind barbed wire. Does this make sense? Does this make any sense? Anyone can come in, open border. Oh, come on. But the Capitol and Washington and all is all, you know, behind barbed wire, I mean, barricade. So God bless America.
I didn't know it was behind barbed wire. When did that happen?
Yeah, it's been barricaded up since January 6th, that they can blame Trump all they want, but we know the story behind that, too.
I never heard of that. It's the first time I'm hearing of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the National Guard is still there. They're still there. Mm-hmm. The National Guard. Mm-hmm. But the border's wide open.
I think all of the politicians who are either Republican or Democrat, and I've told you both this, I've gotten very, very suspect of both. And I hate to say it, and that's what we have in our country, unfortunately. What I think should happen, what I think is two different things. You know, and I'd rather go on record right now and say, listen, we as Americans should be voting, not the party, and voting, you know, as Americans. Just vote the person, you know, and that's where it should stand, not go down the row. I mean, you should listen to the person's stance. You should go with the person's stance. That's how I feel anyway, you know, and then go from there.
If you can believe what they say.
Well, that's what you have to determine.
Who among them says anything that actually happened?
I'm sorry.
You know?
Well, here's what Frank said once. They should have these, like, trial things where they go, and if you want to do something, help a disabled community, or help a, you know, Hispanic and Black community, or Black and Brown community, help this, that, and the other thing before you go in. Literally, it's the truth. Help people before you get into office. Then people know what you're like. You know, they have an idea.
Yeah, they should demonstrate what kind of a president they're going
to
be. Here, let me show you what I want to do here.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people who need the help get the help. And then the people who, you know, everybody gets an idea of what the politician's like. It's easier that way.
Yeah.
People know. They know what the person's really made of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think things should be like.
They don't do that.
I
mean, they could do it.
No.
They could do it through the agencies.
That's right.
Don't do it.
But the agencies don't do anything.
No, they
but
don't.
But the agencies,
they have to be ordered.
Them,
they have to be mandated to do
that's
it.
That's it. A lot of them are corrupt too. You understand?
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
So you got a lot of corruption here. and nobody's doing anything.
Man.
So everything's got to be redone, reshaped, and a lot of enforcement. That's what needs to be done.
As I said in the outset of the show, I don't know if you know.
Yeah, I heard part of it. Yeah.
Biden, he's good at talking. He hasn't done a damn thing yet. What has he done?
That's right. Exactly.
He's done nothing for us.
I told you that.
Yeah.
Either
he's
Democrat
a talker.
Or Republican.
And the
I
people who work for him
right
talk
now,
a lot,
not
too.
Happy.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
the one
about
she
it.
Say, what's that thing she always says? I'm going to circle back. That one who in his cabin, she's going to circle back to get the answer. Circle back, circle. I don't know. I don't listen
yeah.
to her. I just hear clips of, you know, what they play on there. But it's a mess. It's truly a mess. And it's just horrifying, the nursing home situation. And there's no help. Nobody helps. Nobody cares. And what's gone on has just been horrifying. Horrifying.
Yeah.
You know? It really has been, you know? And if I could find a way for somebody to look up, because I got to get a computer. I got to get some technology so I can do this on my own to see if it's just certain states that have been, what would you call it, this horrifying thing that you can't visit your loved one, especially now that it's getting better. You know, they're going to
yeah.
come up with some way. Mm-hmm. We're opening arenas. We're opening movies now. We're going to open pool halls, and we're going to open this
oh,
and that.
Oh, it's okay for
other.
People to be happy, but somebody who has a loved one to be happy in the nursing home, oh, that's not okay. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, that's it. Don't they care? Don't they have fear?
They no,
have
they
to
don't.
Know that people after this length of time, I mean, I was with my mom 15 hours every single day.
They don't
you
care.
Know, and to go March 10th, whoop, that's it. You got to go home now. And you know, and not to see each other except for 9 little visits since then. Oh, my friend tells me, because I haven't gotten through to anyone yet to find out what the rules and regulations are. Oh, it'll be 20 minutes just. And that's hell. That's shit. Pardon my French. I'm sorry. That's nothing, 20 minutes to visit. You're going to tell people, okay, you've watched the movie for 20 minutes now out of the movie theater. You know, this is crazy. They spend too much time worried about the important, the stupid things, and not the important things that mean things to people. You know? Something
yeah.
has to be changed,
Great.
Definitely.
Listen, Maureen, we got to close the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So,
all right.
You.
Okay, take care, guys.
Thank you, Maureen.
All right. Take
Stay
care.
Stay in touch.
Right.
And
always.
Hopefully
yeah.
we'll get a breakthrough. I spoke to the newspapers today. I'm hoping they're going to do the story.
I hope so, too.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
We got to get a breakthrough somewhere along the line here.
God will give it.
Right.
God is great. He will.
Yep.
He'll give it to us.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight, open mic. And if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. We only got a minute left. But anyway, tomorrow night, don't forget, Nursing Homes Promote Death. That's our show tomorrow
they
night.
They do.
You won't hear these
yeah.
shows anywhere else, world.
No.
No one else has the guts to produce a show like that.
No.
I wish they would.
I
wish
not.
They would join us.
I wish they would. Yeah, have more people.
And help us get the money to start this Volunteer Plus. Sign our petition. Sign our petition.
Yes, please.
Volunteer
Seven
Plus
still.
To pay for the hours that the state won't pay for to keep a person out of the nursing home and to get them out.
Yeah.
That's the goal of InterSight with these nursing homes now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving it top priority.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Thank all our listeners. Thanks, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Prayers for Rosie. A
yes,
miracle
please.
For Rosie. Prayers.
Something.
All right?
Something, please.
And, you know, it's up to God. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.